Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 10, we were taught that even though the unsaved seem to have as much blessing or even more than a Christian does now, that the coming judgment will show the true difference between them. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus sat because the work is complete. It is finished. And sat down at the right hand of God is also interesting. If a sovereign placed one at his right hand, it gave that person equal honor with himself, and recognized him as equal in dignity as well. In other words, the humanity of Jesus Christ is given equal dignity with the Father. And what a blessing when we read in the book of Revelation chapter 3 that as an overcomer, he said that he would allow us to sit down with him in his throne. And where is his throne? It's right there at the right hand of the Father. Oh, my friend, let's be overcomers. And that takes us to verse 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. He is expecting, and by the way, that's in the continual tense. That is, he is waiting patiently for the right time, but he knows the certainty of it. Even after his resurrection, Christ in his humanity is awaiting the rapture and the eternal state for mankind. He knows it will happen. So he intercedes for us until the time comes. It's like your favorite cake. Oh, you can smell it in the oven. But you must wait until the buzzer goes off. Take it out and let it cool. Then you can eat it. But all that aroma, it just seems to call your name and says, hurry up! I want you to eat me up. Oh, my friend, as you learn more of Jesus and you learn more of his heaven, you want to say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. The enemies of Christ, the gospel, and the word of God seem to prosper and expand. But most assuredly, they become the footstool. We're reminded of Psalm 73, verses 1 through 3. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. It seems the church that is worldly is growing, and even our own religious people are against us. And in Psalm 73, verses 14 through 19, he goes on, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought to desolation? As in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. Oh, listen to Psalmist. Once he got away from looking at the present and had eternity set in his heart, and he began looking for the coming day of God, then his whole outlook changed. The day comes when all Christ's enemies are made his footstool. Maybe the buzzer has not gone off yet, because he's waiting for a few more to get saved. Oh, my friend, win the lost while there is still time. That takes us to verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Them that are sanctified. This important verse shows what Christ does for the believer, which the priesthood of Levi simply could not do. The one offering perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now, if you are saved, you are sanctified. Now, there are areas of sanctification. We heard some theologians call it progressive sanctification, which means you got sanctified and you got saved. All the sanctification, you need to go to heaven, but yet there's progressive. You grow in sanctification. As the Apostle Paul saying, I die daily. You have less and less of the world and more of Christ. And more of the flesh is removed from your life and more of the Spirit is added to your life, or the Holy Spirit of God is given more control. Now, I'm not a man of the sea. I once walked through a submarine in Mobile, Alabama. And I've watched several World War II movies, so I guess that makes me an authority. Now, don't laugh, but one of our former presidents, Mr. Clinton, used that, something similar to that, as a reason for his authority on military things, and people swallowed that. And, hey, listen, if it worked, I guess it kept him present 2 terms, and so, you know, he used it for that. But one thing I remember from watching World War II movies and seeing a submarine in them is that they made sure that all the hatches were secure before submerging. And then one would then hear them say something like this, secure and in service. Well, when the captain of our salvation took this drifting soul and placed it in the ship of salvation, I was not only secured, but I was also in his service. Now let us consider some important words in this verse that we've just read here, verse 14. First of all, we look at the word perfected. It has the idea of complete cleansing of regeneration. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 says it this way, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Greek word here is closely tied to tetelestai, that Jesus uttered on the cross, which means it is finished. Salvation is a one-time work. He sat down, therefore, it's a one-time thing. My friend, you believe in eternal security, or you believe in eternal insecurity. Okay, if you don't believe the one, then you believe the other. So you're either believing in eternal insecurity, or you're believing in eternal security. I'm going to follow the Bible with that and stay with eternal security. Because it wasn't by works of righteousness which I did that got me saved. It's not by works of righteousness that I do that keeps me saved. I'm saved according to his mercy. I'm kept by his grace and power. I was regenerated by the Holy Spirit of God. And so too is everyone who receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, this is revealing to us, then, the twofold nature of salvation. A believer possesses a positional, judicial standing of righteousness. Babe Ruth is in the baseball's Hall of Fame. He was there 5 years after he quit playing baseball. He was there 5 years after he died. As long as the Hall of Fame lasts, Babe Ruth's name will be there. Well, my friend, my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I didn't earn it. However, it was earned by someone far greater than Babe Ruth, the Lord Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice on Calvary and his subsequent bodily resurrection 3 days later. It is by his one sacrifice for sins forever, and then my acceptance of his salvation that was freely offered, that I'm enshrined into heaven's book of life. Although I'm not up there as of yet, I'm in his book of life. And I'm there as long as the eternal God lives. That is secure. When God ceases to exist, I cease to exist. Is there anything Babe Ruth could do right now to get his name removed from the Hall of Fame? Of course not. He's dead. He's in a grave. However, do you realize that it would be 1 trillion times easier for him right now, in his present condition of bodily death, and having been so for 60 years or more, that it would be easier for him to get his name removed from the Baseball Hall of Fame than for any man to pluck me out of my Savior's hand? I'm secure in Christ, but in his grasp, he's also my disciplinarian, because he's also my father. You're saying, oh, you messed up. You called Jesus your father. Do you remember the prophecy in Isaiah? His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting, and what's the next word? Father, and the Prince of Peace. Wow. Does that lay it out for us or not? But as a father, he is my disciplinarian, and whom he loves, he chastens and he scourges every son whom he receives. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.